Good morning. We continue with our study of preparing for Rosh Hashanah 30 and 30, the preparation of the Psukim of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros to guide us as we start thinking about where we're going and what we're going to daven for on Rosh Hashanah. Today we switch gears from the Psukim of Malchios to the from the Psukim in the Torah to the Psukim in the Navi in the Ksuvim. The Ksuvim comes ahead of the Navi in the davening because, as Tosus points out, our Psukim always come from the Book of Tehillim. And the Book of Tehillim, which was written by David HaMelech, edited at least by David HaMelech, all the psukim that come in all happened before. Historically, they precede the psukim that we'll be quoting from the Nevi'im Achronim, from the later prophets, which will make up the backbone of the section on Navi. So historically, Torah, then Ksuvim, then Nevi'im, and that's the way we set it up in the Musaf. It's also interesting to note that the psukim in the Ksuvim tend to be more forward-looking, more future-based. And that's what we say, Ki LaHashem HaMelucha UMoshe HaBagoyim. The sovereignty belongs to Hashem, and He rules over other nations. What exactly are we talking about over here? This pasuk comes from the Book of Tehillim. It comes from chapter 22, Perek Chapez, which is the famous perek of Lamanatzeach Alayelat HaShachar. It's the Lamanatzeach on the morning star, which is the Tehillim that is identified with Esther HaMalka. It's identified with the understanding that when Jews have a tough time, and it looks like the nations of the world are moving around, still, and we think that God has left us, we still hold on to the understanding and the strength that we are with Hashem, and that Hashem runs the world. And in that context, we recite this pasuk, Ki LaHashem HaMelucha UMoshe HaBagoyim. And of course, within this context, perhaps it might help us to raise a particular question. We talk about Hashem's rulership twice in the pasuk. God is, the sovereignty belongs to Hashem, and He rules over nations. What is the difference between melucha, kingship, and Moshe, a memshala, or being a Moshe, or being a ruler? Is there a difference between kingship and rulership? So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to point out that there is a fundamental difference, because a king can only be placed on top of you. It's like we say in this week's parsha, Som Tosim Alecha Melech. The king gets his authority from the people. And so therefore he is often very benevolent and very comfortable, and he works with the people for their benefit. A moshel, a ruler, rules over the people even when it doesn't work for them. So a person needs to understand that when the days are dark, it looks like God is just ruling. He's ruling with an iron fist, even against the will of the people. But we await that day where Hashem will be a melech on the goyim, and they too will keep His rules. In fact, Rashi and the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, all in Tehillim, all say the same thing, that when everyone sees that everything belongs to you, then it won't just be us that will treat you as a melech, but it will also be them as well. V'kablu kulam esom malchusecha, like we said in the V'simloch alei meheira liolam v'ed, that's like we say in the Alkein Kavet Tfila, that everyone will accept your yoke of kingship. Everyone will want to see your power, everyone will want to see who you are, and they want to accept you willingly. But right now, we will anchor ourselves in the fact that that's what we do, and we'll await the day where the nations of the world will learn from our example and take it forward. And so again, as we get ready for our day, perhaps we might take away, as we're thinking about this pasuk, we might take away and think to ourselves, how is it that we see Hashem's rulership over the entirety of the world? Not just the people, and the fact that God allows the world to continue to function, and we deserve the responsibility, and we deserve the opportunity to go ahead and see just how great God is in the way that He runs things. But to think about how it works in society, in nature, how does it work within a context of our daily living, where we see the hand of Hashem constantly and we're so happy that He's with us. Because when we get that idea down to ourselves, we'll be able to spread it and be an Or LaGoyim. And there will be that period in time where the nations of the world will also become faith-based, and they will accept the yoke of Hashem. And on that particular day, Vayah Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz, as we'll see later in this section, on that day Hashem's name will be one. He will be one, and His name will be one. We start with ourselves. That's our first responsibility. We start with our understanding. So look around and prepare for Rosh Hashanah. the environment of Elul is in the air. And so therefore, it's not just going to be something that will go ahead and affect us. The whole world is getting ready for the big day of judgment. The whole world is looking to find Hashem. We're told in the Navi, Dirshu Hashem b'matzo k'ra'u b'yoso k'arov, to seek out Hashem where He is found. That's a reference to this month of Elul. God's around all over. Call out to Him. He's close to us. Look for Him everywhere. Read the paper. See where Hashem is. Listen to the news. You'll see where Hashem is. Study little science experiments and findings in society. Know that God is speaking. And He doesn't only speak to punish. That's the Memshalah aspect of Hashem. He's there to control, to go ahead and bring out His love in the process. And when we see that Teremikra'u Aniya Eneh, that before we call out to God, He's already answering us. The elements are already present. We will come to a deeper and closer appreciation of the rulership of God, the Melucha aspect. And hopefully that will spread well beyond us. Have a wonderful, terrific day, and a Chodesh Tov, Umevorach.